views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Spiritual Alignment Radio, where spiritual seekers become spiritual rock stars with Nova Whiteman. Have you woken up to the truth of who you really are? Are you feeling lost, searching for simple ways to integrate that awareness into your everyday life without getting lost in the land of vague spiritual concept? Spiritual Alignment Radio is your space of comfort, practical guidance, and usable inspiration to help you navigate your spiritual path from a place of vibrational centered alignment, allowing you to actually enjoy being a human. Do you feel like you have a lot of pieces of the spiritual puzzle, but don't quite know how to put them together? Let Nova help you focus and align your energy with practical tools and relatable, digestible guidance to help you begin living with joy, freedom, ease, and fun. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Alignment Radio. I'm your host, Nova Whiteman, and you guys, I am so happy to be here. This is my first show, so admittedly, I'm a teensy bit nervous, but thankfully that is overshadowed by the fact that I've got some really great things to share with you today, and I'm just thrilled to share them with you because I know that it affects every single one of you listening. Today's topic is one that I chose on purpose because, you know, I'm a coach, I'm a spiritual coach. That's my primary method of business and method of serving the world at this point. And I get a lot of people coming to me with a lot of different issues. And with every single one of them, we always end up going to the same place. We always end up talking about the same thing. So I'll hop on a call with a prospective client or somebody who's reached out to me, and I'll know exactly where that call is going, even though I don't yet know the details of why they were reaching out to me. So I thought it was a very fitting place for us to begin. But before we go there, being that this is my first show, I think I should probably set the tone for you all so that you know what to expect from the show and you know what to expect from me as your host. So first of all, my name again is Nova Whiteman. And like I said, I'm a spiritual coach. I came up with a term for what I do. I created this method about 7 years ago, and I call it spiritual alignment, hence the spiritual alignment radio title. And first of all, what spiritual alignment means, because, you know, it's one of those titles that you can kind of guess what it might mean. It might appeal to you because those two words in and of themselves are kind of pretty and fun to listen to. You might know, have a little bit of an idea of what they mean, but I'm going to make it easy for you all and clarify and be as clear as possible. So spiritual, that part of it, you know, there's a lot of different meanings we attach to that. And the only thing I can do is tell you what it means to me. So to me, spirituality, even though it does include a lot of the more metaphysical, even woo-woo aspects, the magic of the universe, all that good stuff, to me, it just means a simple awareness, an awareness of who we are, who we want to be, what we're up to, what we believe. It's bringing consciousness and awareness and intentionality to everything that we do. And the alignment part is, you know, coming from a place of that centered, clear, calm, aligned state of being, so that as we're moving about this human experience with that awareness, we're able to do so with some measure of intentionality, some measure of building momentum in the right direction with some consistency as well. So I noticed early on, I've been at this spiritual game for quite a long time. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a very spiritually oriented family, or at least half of it was. I had my mom has always been very, she she would always define herself as being very spiritual. I mean, she used to take us to this church when I was a kid, and it wasn't like any other church that you would go to, because this church would actually be followed up, the sermon part of it, if that's what you want to call it, would be followed up with readings from your deceased loved ones or your spiritual guides. We would get these readings, we would get healings. And so I kind of grew up where that was just my norm. Now I say half because the other half was represented by my dad, who happened to be an environmental engineer. So if you know any engineers, you know that they're pretty linear minded. They're pretty down to earth. And so as a result, for me as the kid, I got to see both worlds demonstrated to me. I got to experience and explore both of those worlds. And as a result, I feel like I became pretty darn balanced with that. So when I started my own spiritual journey consciously, like independent of the one that my mom was exposing me to, I was about 14 years old. Well, 12 really, but it wasn't until I was about 14 when I picked up these wonderful books called the Conversations with God books. They're written by Neil Donald Walsh, that I really began to define my own spiritual path. And along the way, I noticed that there were a lot of these wonderful resonant truths, these spiritual concepts that upon reading them or hearing them, your soul lights up. It's like your truth meter just starts going ding, ding, ding. This is the truth. You don't even have to, this is the truth for me anyway, right? You know, when you resonate with it, this feels right. You don't even have to question it. And yet a lot of those big concepts were really out of reach. They didn't feel super easy to apply to your daily life, and especially at the young age of 14 and then on, because, you know, once I was on that journey, I couldn't get off. I'm sure many of you can relate. There's no going back once you've hit that place of awakening or awareness. And so I struggled a lot in that part of my life, from teenage years to my 20s, even my early 30s, when I tried to apply this stuff in a way that actually made sense. And I also began to notice that other people in the spiritual community or on this journey of, you know, spiritual growth or self-growth came across the same problems. So I made it my business to find a way to merge those two aspects of self, our spiritual self and our human selves. How can we get them to merge in such a way where we could stay very tuned into the magic of the universe, that magnificent truth of who we all are, which I believe, by the way, are individuations of divinity, of God. You know, I totally subscribe to the we are all one. We come from God, source energy, whatever you want to call it, approach there or belief system. But how do you merge those where you can stay connected to that while doing the dishes, keeping up with the laundry, taking the kids to school or to their various activities, hanging out with your friends in your social circles, showing up for work every day, driving in traffic, family gatherings, dealing with life struggles and challenges, you know, anywhere from minor ones to major ones. How do we come from that place? So that is where the spiritual alignment method or even concept was born. Finding ways, finding very practical, functional, doable ways to come at every aspect of your life from that place of alignment where you feel tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you're clear, you're connected, you're calm, and you know what you want, you know what you're doing. And if you don't know the how, you know to at least follow those breadcrumbs. So that's what this radio show is really going to be about. We're going to follow those breadcrumbs together. We're going to address a lot of those topics that you come across as a spiritual seeker, as a spiritual being having a very human experience and being aware of both of those aspects. We're going to look at those topics and some of those more lofty, vague concepts a bit more deeply. especially in terms of how to make them functional in your daily life. Because again, that was my main goal. Like, let's turn this stuff into functional, applicable, digestible. Let's chunk it down. Let's make it work in everyday life, moment to moment, not just the big stuff. And furthermore, let's do this in a way where we don't have to wait till we've hit rock bottom or where we're dealing with some tremendous challenge or hardship to actually lean on some of these tools. I'm a fan of being proactive. Like, let's make alignment, our own alignment with who we really are, our primary focus each and every day, so that if we end up, you know, coming across some of those challenges or some of those very human experiences that tend to knock us out of alignment, such as, you know, feeling really good and you're heading off to work or you're heading off to a gathering and you're driving in traffic and some guy, I won't say jerk because at this point you're still in alignment, some guy cuts you off in traffic and just, it throws you off. You have to slam on your brakes. You're thinking, oh my God, that's so dangerous. What are you doing, buddy? And then being able to recover to that higher self, that can be a challenge. So that's what I'm talking about here. Like, taking it into each of those moments and practicing a high enough vibration consistently enough to where when you're in a situation like that, you're maybe not as perturbed. Or if you are, you recover more quickly and it's not that big of a deal. That's kind of the goal here. I want to help you create more of that ease, more of that flow, more of that, just accessing more of that magic every day. So, you know, if you're coming up against some specific challenges, if you're listening to me talk right now and you're saying, you know, okay, that's great, Nova. You know, especially when I'm coming up against blank, send them my way. This is going to be an interactive show. I want you to call in. I want you to ask me questions. I'm going to have some fun challenges and, you know, give you some practical tools to take with you on each show. So including this one, if you have a question about anything at all, but especially this topic we're going to dive into in a minute here called tackling the I'll be happy when syndrome, please call the number. Let's see if I get it right. 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Or if you go to www.transformationtalkradio.com, you can enter in your question in that box there. And, you know, you'll want to keep that number handy because by the end of this show, I am going to give away a copy of my book, which I haven't talked about yet. So in addition to coaching, I am an author, a recently published author. I wrote this lovely book, which basically combines, I'm trying not to get a glare here, which basically combines everything I do with my clients in a book. It's a guidebook. So it's called Awake and Aligned: How to Navigate the Human Experience as a Spiritual Being. And I want to give a copy away to one lucky listener today. So call in if you would like to be that lucky winner. And again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And I'm just going to give it away to the first caller. So Carter, if you want to let me know who that is by the end of the show, that would be awesome. I'm also going to give away a guidebook, or not a guidebook, this really is a guidebook, but it's sort of a guide to the guidebook I created. It's not released yet. Nobody else has it. So you will also get a little guidebook to help you move through this book. There's a ton of practical applications in it, and they're all in one place, and it's an interactive PDF. So you'll get that too. So, we have a first caller. Okay, awesome. Joey from Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota. So you are the winner of that. Awesome. Did Joey have a question? Or is he just calling to win the free gift, which is great too?
I believe he was just calling.
Yeah. Oh, great. Wonderful. Thank you, Joey. You rock. You're going to have this copy. You're going to love it. So what else? The other thing that you need to know about me is that I'm very real, very authentic, down to earth. That's kind of been my my game, my mission throughout this all is to embrace the being human piece. Embrace being human, you guys. Yes, we are spiritual beings. And yes, we're having a human experience. Explore all these wonderful aspects of spirituality and enlightenment and higher levels of consciousness, but have fun while you're doing it. Embrace the human stuff so that it's easier to integrate some of the spiritual stuff. That's really what this book goes into. So, you know, I think this is a really good time to take a break because when we come back, I want to dive into this topic of how to tackle this I'll be happy when syndrome. And we'll go into a little bit more about what that is and why we do that, why we're stuck in this vicious cycle, but most importantly, how to break that pattern and bust through that cycle and start living your life more consciously and more presently and be happy now without needing to depend on these things around you. And I'm seeing that Joey did have a question and he's ready. So we'll take that question when we come back from break. See you soon.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio, and I'm your host, Nova Whiteman. This show will air every second Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and for all my Central Time peeps, that's 2 p.m. And if you want some more information about me, what I do, or this show even, please visit www.novawhiteman.com. And Nova Whiteman is spelled NovaWhiteman, NovaWhiteman.com. Shameless self-plugging there. Before the break, we were about to hear from a caller, Joey from Minnesota. Apparently he has a question, so let's go ahead and hear from Joey.
Yeah, Joey, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joey.
Thanks for having me on. Say, by the way, super awesome. Love this. And if I couldn't hear it when you gave the book away, but I have a couple copies, so you can give it to the second caller. But I wanted to know if you run into these things, you brought it up talking about the guy in traffic or whatever. What about when you don't know why you're not happy or why you're knocked out of alignment? Because that's a situational thing. Like, oh, this guy cut me off. But what about like you're rocking and rolling, and then just for no reason you're just out of it? You know, like that's what I'm kind of wondering and kind of working through.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you there. Especially right now, a lot of people, I think, are feeling that. So that's a great question. We're feeling it because there's a lot of amplified energy that we've been going through. And I think a lot of these other shows on this wonderful network have been covering that a bit. So I won't go too much into detail. But yeah, that's a great question. What do we do when we don't know why we're not in alignment and we're just feeling like crap and we don't know why and we don't know where to go with that? Well, I have some good news for you. And of course, I'm just offering you my opinion and my perspectives here. So take what lands and resonates and leave the rest. You don't need to know. Who cares? Because when we feel like we're out of alignment, and you know you're out of alignment because you're feeling all of those lower-based emotions, low energy, you're feeling sad, anxious, frustrated, confused, foggy, tired, unmotivated, angry, irritable, you name it. That's your signal that you're out of alignment. And if you don't know why, I say, who cares? Because you have one job and one job only, to get back in to alignment. Find some ways to feel good as quickly as possible. And by the way, fair enough. Sometimes it helps to know what's going on so that you can kind of release that, those feelings, name those feelings, and then begin to work your way up. And sometimes that's just not possible. You're so far down that you can't even access why you feel the way that you do. So that's what I'm going to address first. If that is the case, then distract the crap out of yourself. Go outside, change up the energy and the environment. Go for a walk, do some exercise, get your physical self moving, engage your physiology so that that's producing some natural endorphins and engaging the serotonin in your brain and whatnot, because that'll just naturally help you feel better and you can reach for those higher thoughts and more clarity and then maybe figure out what the heck is wrong with you. But if you do go the route of wanting to name those emotions and figure out what's causing it, maybe it's not situational, I highly recommend journaling first and foremost. And if you have access to a coach or a therapist or a trusted friend who will let you talk about you and let it be about you without making it about them in a safe space, then do it that way. Process what you're feeling and just start exploring, because then you're actually funneling that energy, that stagnation, out of you. And again, you're just at a higher access point. It's like you're working your way up the emotional vibrational ladder. And once you get up a few rungs or even one rung, you can then reach for the next rung and then the next and then the next. And pretty soon that clarity, that sense of calm ensues and you're more in alignment. Does that make sense?
That's awesome. Thanks, Nova.
Yeah, awesome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Joey. Thanks for calling in. Great. And that actually is a really perfect way to bring us into our topic here, because, you know, at the core of being in the I'll be happy when syndrome, we're not happy right now. And we're sitting there waiting for something outside of ourselves, either known or unknown, to show up to create that happiness, instead of relying on ourselves and our God-given ability to manifest it out of thin air. You know, I worked with this coach a long time ago who told me that, that the only manifestation that matters is an emotional one. And that just like blew my mind when he told me that, because here I am hiring him to help me increase my business, you know, increase my income, get myself and my message fine-tuned and get out into the world, just create the crap out of all the things that I wanted to experience. And here he was telling me that, you know what, Nova, that actually doesn't matter that much. What matters most is an emotional manifestation. Manifest how you want to feel right now. And then as a result, by you feeling that way, feeling good, feeling happy, feeling successful, feeling energized, focused, clear, motivated, joyful, whatever, as a result, those things that you want and that you thought you needed in order to feel this way in the first place, they have to come to you. That's universal law. That's law of attraction, baby. That's how it works. So, and I mean, that's pretty much how we said it. And that just really hit a light bulb for me, because it was like, oh my God, I was chasing after the wrong things here. Or not the wrong things, because it's not wrong to want those things. Absolutely want those things. That's what makes being human fun, is to be able to sift and sort and explore what it is that we do want, and then go after it and experience each step of the unfolding, each step of the path along the way. And I bet if you really stop and think about it, if there's some goal you had, something that you wanted to accomplish, once you got there, it was kind of like, maybe not anticlimactic, but it was kind of like, huh, okay, now what? Now what else? Because A, it was really about the experience. It really was about the journey along the way, as cliche-ish as that sounds. And B, that's human nature. We get what we want and then we want more. And that's not a selfish thing. That's not a bad thing. It's not something we need to overcome, because we live in this universe where actually that was the design of it. We are always expanding. We are always growing and experiencing different aspects of who we really are. So of course we're going to want more, because there's countless ways in which to do that. The work is never done. The fun is never done. So, you know, it's not the job, the car, the house, the money, the relationship, the success that we want. It's how we think those things are going to make us feel. You guys, I tell you, we want the feeling of it. We want to be happy now. We only think that we need something outside of ourselves in order to facilitate that. That's the lie we've been told, not to be all conspiracy-like. I don't mean it that way. It's what our parents have told us, because that's what their parents have told us. It's what our culture and our society and our media has told us, because that's what they learned. It's the cyclical thing. And I want to help you interrupt that pattern, because I know what happens when you do. I know what happens when we flip the script and we begin to practice, because here's a hint: when we get into the practical application of this, there is a practice piece behind it. When we begin to practice being happy now, independent of our external circumstances, it is a game changer. Everything changes. You feel so good, so happy. You start to thrive. You're more present. You find joy in not only the big things, but especially probably the little things. And you start to see the magic of life all around you. All of a sudden, Mondays are not bad days. All of a sudden, you're not working for the weekend. All of a sudden, you're not, you know, placing all of your success and happiness a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. You're experiencing it all now. And again, as a result, those things that you want are going to come anyway, because you are now a vibrational match for it. So when we come back from the break, we're going to take another break here in a second. We're going to dive right into some of those more practical, functional, applicable pieces to being happy now, independent of our external circumstances. So stay tuned, relax, grab a cup of tea. Mine's cold. I might have to refill it here, and come back, and I'm going to give you some more of the juicy stuff that you can take with you after today's show. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. SpiritFire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out SpiritFire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, you are listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio. And again, I am your host, Nova Whiteman. This is the very first show for Spiritual Alignment Radio, so I'm having a blast. I hope you are too. Before the break or earlier in the show, I gave away a free copy to somebody who already has a free copy of my book, Awake and Aligned, How to Navigate the Human Experience as a Spiritual Being. So he so graciously offered to let someone else who doesn't have a copy win. So if you want to win a free copy as well as a little guidebook that goes with it to help you move through the practical applications in the book, you can call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. I'm just going to take the first caller will win that. Now for the rest of you, I won't leave you hanging because I have a gift for everyone. I like to give stuff away, and especially as a celebration of this first show and kicking off this part of my work. If you go visit novawhiteman.com/gift, that's Nova Whiteman, NovaWhiteman.com/gift. You can actually receive a free 3-day mini e-course that I created, and it's called 3 Days to Raising Your Vibration. And I created it so that it could help, you know, the busy spiritual seeker, anybody who's wanting to really get into this alignment stuff, to help you just kind of kickstart that. So I outline some very specific ways to focus your energy, focus your thoughts and emotions, and raise your vibration so that you're actually feeling firsthand what it feels like to be in that state of alignment, more than just a blip here and a glimpse there. You know, because everybody does experience alignment, even if they're not spiritual, even if they wouldn't be into any of this stuff. It's basically those moments in life where you feel good, where you feel clear, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you feel connected. And it comes in many forms, but I like to describe it as just good. You feel good. But the problem is we're not there consistently enough. We, again, get, we dip in, we dip out. And when we dip out, a lot of times we just kind of tumble our way back in accidentally, but a lot of time has passed because we don't know what we're doing. What this book helps you learn how to do, as well as this free mini course, it helps you know what to do in those moments to not only create that consistent vibrational momentum where you're in a state of alignment more often, more frequently, you know what to do and how to get back in more quickly when you've fallen out. Because guess what? We're human. We're going to fall out. In fact, you can have an amazing day. You can have so many wonderful things happen to you. And I guarantee you still will have moments of misalignment during that day. So, you know, that's kind of our challenge here as spiritual beings having a human experience is we're working with all this energy. Everything is energy. We need to know how to focus that energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our words are energy. Our actions are energy. The chair I'm sitting on is made up of energy. So, you know, it's actually a lot for us to focus and manage sometimes. So it's really useful to have a way to have an approach to actually do that so that you can, you know, have fun being human and start manifesting those emotional and those physical concrete experiences as well, which is what we were talking about before the break. So I teased you a little bit and told you I was going to give you some very practical, real functional tools when we came back from the break, and I am about to do that. So just to recap, we've been talking about being stuck in that I'll be happy when syndrome, as soon as I get that job, as soon as I, you know, meet the one and fall in love and get married and settle down and have the white picket fence and the 3.5 children. That's probably not what it is. Then I'll be happy. Then I'll have permission to actually feel good and grateful for my life and enjoy myself. Well, I am here to help you bust through that and interrupt that cycle forever. You do not have to live that way. You can be happy now. And you can do it simply by focusing some of that energy. So the good news is that what I'm about to share with you doesn't require you to go out and buy anything expensive. It doesn't require you to, you know, join any rigorous program or a gym or, you know, do anything. This isn't a very action-oriented thing. It's more about learning how to focus your attention and your energy intentionally, specifically, consistently. So, but I will tell you that it is this alignment work is the hardest work you'll ever do without looking like you're doing anything at all. Because here's the deal, guys. We have, I know this number has changed, but I don't know what the new number is. So I'm just going to stick with what I know. We have over 60,000 thoughts in a day, each of us. And actually, I think that number, I heard somebody say 120,000, and I'm thinking, oh my God. But then I'm thinking, who cares what the number is? We have a lot of thoughts in a day. We are constantly coming across external energies and interactions. You know, anytime you walk out your front door, you're exposing yourself to other people's energy. And even if you don't think that you're sensitive to energy, if you're listening to a show like this, first of all, I'm guessing you are. You might even consider yourself to be empathic or highly sensitive. But if you're listening to this show and maybe you don't identify yourself as that, I encourage you to reevaluate, because we are all energetic beings. We're all made up of the same energy. So we naturally, it's kind of like when you walk into a room where somebody's just had a fight and you didn't hear the fight, you didn't witness the fight, but you walk in and you can feel it. You can feel the tension in the room. You're sensing the energy. Or when you come, you meet somebody new, we call it a first impression. What is a first impression? You're sensing the energy. You're sensing, you're getting a feel for what type of person this person is. So first and foremost, understanding that we are picking up on stuff, we're picking up on information, and our brains are trying to process that information at warp speed all day, every day, is important to know and not downplay, because it is a big job. It is a big deal. There's a reason why we come home and we're so exhausted every day. And then the other thing to notice is that we don't have to be at the effect end of that. Cause and effect. You know, we don't have to be in the back seat of that car. We can be in the driver's seat of that car of our own experience. And that just takes a little bit of focusing your attention. So the key to busting through the I'll be happy when syndrome is something that I have already said a million times on the show already, something that I call alignment. Being focused, being centered, being tapped in, tuned in, turned on, conscious, aware, intentional, present. Here's the thing, guys, when we're focused on getting that job or having that person say yes to whatever offer you're making, when we're relying on anything outside of ourselves, our attention and our focus is out there. It's in the future. Or if we're replaying what has happened and how that's going to impact getting what we want, where our attention is in the past. In other words, when we're not in alignment and when we're stuck in that I'll be happy when syndrome the most is when we're not being present. So you can actually interchange those two words, alignment and presence, because when you're present, you are in alignment. And when you are in alignment, you're more present. Now, there's different varying degrees to that, of course, but just to put that simply, it's a use that as your navigational system, if you will. Am I feeling good? Am I aligned? I'm present. Awesome. Am I not? Okay, I'm not present. So step one, get present. So the number one way that I recommend to my clients, you know, I said a moment ago that every single client comes to me for the same thing, even though they don't know that. When they come, when we have our first call, they think they're talking to me about, you know, how to expand their businesses and get their messages out there and become more successful, earn more money. They think they're talking about, you know, creating more harmony and peace in their relationships. They think they're talking about all sorts of things. What we always come around to, and I'll indulge them for a little bit, but what I always lead them around to is the fact that they don't want those things. They want how they think they're going to make them feel, and they want to feel good. That's at the heart of it. We all want to feel good now. And conversely, if you know, the things that we fear, we don't actually fear those things. We fear how they're going to make us feel. If A happens, then we're going to feel B, and that's going to suck royally. So let's just avoid the whole thing altogether. But when you can get ahead of the game and you can start engaging in practices that make you feel more present in the here and now, more mindful, more aware of the gratitude and the gifts and stuff that is right in front of you, you're essentially eliminating all of that. You're eliminating the need for the external stuff, and you're eliminating the fear that comes with the, you know, not having it. So when we come back from our break, we are going to dive into a few very specific practices that I give my clients, and I'm going to give you a challenge of trying them on for yourself so that you don't have to just sit here and listen to me blabber on all day. You get to actually take it into the field, so to speak, and try it for yourself. Experience speaks volumes. It's way more powerful than words, so I want to give that to you. But if you have any questions, and again, if you want to win that copy of my book, Awake and Aligned, you can call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And if you have any questions, we can try to address them when we come back from the break as well. We'll just move into the break now. So we'll see you back here in a couple minutes.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. You're listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio with your host, Nova Whiteman. That's me. If you want to learn more about the spiritual alignment stuff or anything about me, you can visit www.novawhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com. And if you'd like to claim your free gift that I'm offering today, which is a 3-day mini e-course on 3 days to raising your vibration. Again, visit NovaWhiteman.com/gift. And I think this copy of my book is still available. I don't know that anybody has claimed it yet. So if you really want a copy of an excellent book, if I don't say so, do say so myself rather, call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And also call that number if you have any questions. So before the break, I was telling you that alignment is the key to overcoming or busting through that I'll be happy when syndrome. Alignment is the way that we learn to be present more often, where we learn to manifest the emotions of how we want to feel now instead of waiting for something to happen in order to cause it. Because let's think about it. In this life, in this human life, there's not a whole lot that appears to be in our control. The book's Conversations with God talks about how we are the creators of our soul experience, S-O-L-E, like our experience. But we're not the creators of the events that show up, or at least we're not the only creators of that. Those are sort of the collective consciousness that kind of attracts different events and scenarios in our lives. But we are always in control of how we choose to experience them. So if you become adept at this and you start learning how to, sift and sort through your thoughts and your emotions and where to decide where to put your attention in any given moment, such as looking for the good, what is there to be grateful for, processing those negative emotions first, and then actively, consciously working your way up, then you are totally in the driver's seat and in control of creating how you'd like to experience any given thing, no matter what. I've seen it happen a million times. So some of the practices that I'm going to give you right now to begin practicing alignment came to me about, were given to me about almost 7 years ago, actually, when I was working with that coach I told you about before. His name is Dustin. He's fabulous. And, you know, back then I was on the other end of things. I was the one calling the coach saying, help me do this. I want that. I don't know how to get this. I feel like I have so many pieces of the puzzle and I don't know how to put them together in any cohesive way. And the first thing he helped me understand was that the reason those pieces weren't being put together was because I wasn't doing anything consistently to make that happen. I was dipping in, I was dipping out. I was getting distracted and taking detours over here instead of consistently focusing my energy in a way that was committed to what I wanted to experience in life. So the very first thing he did was put me on a set of daily practices. Now, at that time, I had dabbled. I meditated here and there. I knew gratitude was a good thing. I used to be an avid journaler at that point, but had stopped. I didn't really take a lot of me time. I was doing a lot of those work from the outside in approaches to growing my business and creating success, like listening to all of those, you know, get rich overnight, earn six figures overnight, be a successful coach overnight. I promise this will work. And maybe it does. Maybe it does work for some people, but it wasn't working for me because I was not in alignment with that. I wasn't looking within and taking care of my internal landscape, my thoughts, my emotions. I didn't know what the heck I was doing with that. So I basically was reacting to everything that came my way, good or bad. So once I started on this, this daily practice, man, it did not take long. I mean, I want to say that within just a couple weeks, things started to change. Actually, right away, they started to change because I started to feel better. And when we feel better, two things happen. Our vibrations raise, because when we feel good, our vibrations climb. And B, our brains work better. Our brains start functioning at a higher level. You know, when you feel good and you're focusing your attention on things that feel good to you, your brain literally releases a chemical response, and all those feel good hormones like serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin that actually makes you run on all four cylinders. It makes you your highest, most resourceful self. So you're going to follow through on those things that are important to you. You're going to access the energy and the motivation and the focus you need to actually take those actions instead of just swirling around in the land of uncertainty and doubt. And so that's essentially what these daily practices helped me do. They helped me to feel good more often, to have my vibration up there so that the universe could swoop in and deliver to me all the things I was calling forth, and had my brain working better so that I could be active in that and follow those impulses and follow those breadcrumbs when they showed up. So number one, here's the challenge, is if you're not already practicing gratitude, for the love of God, practice gratitude. I don't know why some people have resistance to that. Well, actually, I do, because we don't have resistance to gratitude. We have resistance to doing something every single day. But I tell you guys, the magic ingredient in all of this alignment stuff is consistency. It's commitment. It's discipline. Over time, you build that momentum. So if you know how you feel when you actually stop for a moment and feel good about something and feel grateful for it, you feel great. Imagine how you'd feel if you placed your focus and attention there more of the time, most of the time. Imagine what you would be capable of. So if you're not already writing down, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10, it doesn't take much, 5 to 10 things that you're truly grateful for each and every day that you appreciate in that moment, then I encourage you, in fact, I beg of you, please do so. It's going to change your world. It's going to rock everything. And in a minute, I'm going to give you a challenge, and you can kind of hold you accountable here, because that's kind of the human condition. We know that there are things we should do to that are good for us, that feel good, but we somehow talk ourselves out of it. Why? Because we're mostly not in alignment, and we're trying to justify not doing stuff that is good for us from that low vibrating place. So I'll give you some accountability around these things in a minute as well. So gratitude's great. The other thing that I would practice if I were you, and I'm going to challenge you to, is practice moments of mindfulness. one thing that I like to do and that I encourage my clients to do is to set reminders in your phone and take mindfulness breaks or create some sort of structure in your day that where you will remember to pause and be present and take all the attention that you have thinking about everything you still have yet to do, all the things you didn't do good enough today, or all the things that you forgot to do. Bring that attention right back to this present moment. And practice presence. There are even apps that help you do that. So set your alarm on your phone or work it into your schedule where you just pause and do nothing and just be present in the moment. Look around you. Notice how the room smells, what the temperature is, how great it feels to see the sun shining through the window. There are many ways to do this. And then the third thing that I would challenge you to do is to actually, if you're not meditating consistently already, meditate consistently. Even if it's a minute a day. Most people don't meditate consistently because they think that they have to do it for 45 minutes or an hour, or they have to do it where they clear their thoughts. Do it in whatever way works best for you. But again, guys, consistency is key, because then you're able to practice being present with your emotions and feeling good now. Do this for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, just join me in this challenge, and I don't care what you do beyond those 2 weeks, but for 2 weeks, every single day, without fail, do not skip. Engage in some sort of practice, either the ones I've mentioned or ones of your own. Even if it's going for a walk every day out in nature, do it every day for 2 weeks and see the difference for yourself. See how it turns down all of that external noise. And then I want you to share your experience with me. Send me an email. My information is on this website at transformationtalkradio.com or novawhiteman.com. You can email me there and just share your experience with me. If you need a little accountability and want help, staying on task, I've got people for that. So many people are coming out of the woodwork and wanting this alignment stuff that it's more than I can handle. So if you want some extra help with that, email me and I'll hook you up with somebody who's really adept at helping others walk this path of alignment. So you know what, guys, that's all the time we have today. I cannot believe how fast that went. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I'll be here every second Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Go claim your free gift at novawhiteman.com/gift and start rocking that alignment, guys. Be happy now. All right. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Take care. For listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio, where spiritual seekers become spiritual rock stars with Nova Whiteman. Tune in every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Nova gives you practical, straightforward guidance and tools to align your energy so you can begin living the spiritual rock star life that you deserve. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's Nova, N-O-V-A, Whiteman, W-I-G-H-T-M-A-N.com. See you next time.